Good afternoon, and welcome to Everything You Wanted to Know About a Business class sponsored by Educating Small Business, a division of SB International, where your success is our business. Our mission is to deliver a specific plan of action from which small business owners are prepared and inspired to build a thriving business. You can visit us for more information on our classes and products at educatingsmallbusiness.com. I'm Christine Geary, partner in this venture and a productivity consultant who is best known as the Time Tamer. I help business owners and executives manage their time and workspaces to ultimately reclaim time and profits. My partner Kelly Wilson and I met while networking for our individual businesses. With over 40 combined years of corporate experience in project management, customer service, and sales, we found still more knowledge was needed to build a successful small business. We began collaborating and learned through our experience that we could help others navigate the obstacles of building a new business. We called each other our success buddies, and SB International was born. Through our experiences, we found that there was no one place to go for developing our businesses. Upon realizing this, we decided to create weekly live teleclasses, bringing in experts in their fields to help business owners create successful, thriving businesses. Our classes are designed for small business owners who are serious about moving their business to the next level. Our classes will save you time and money searching for the tools to grow your business. Our experts provide you with clear direction and immediate action steps in these weekly live classes. On today's call, you will learn one of the top three reasons a business fails, and it is because they do not have a clear plan on the direction of their business. This course will not only explain the importance of a business plan, but how it fits into the direction of the business, when and why it's needed, plus the importance of the business plan with other plans for the business. Just a reminder about our upcoming classes. On July 8th, we are going to have a class on networking, and on July 22nd, we're going to have a class on branding your business. So if you've signed up for the live classes, you will automatically receive the recording for this class. If you haven't signed up for our live calls, the recordings will be available for purchase on our website within a week of the live call. Everyone is currently on mute, and at the end of the presentation, we'll open it up for questions. You may want to make note of your questions as we go through the class. So today, we're excited to have with us Andrew Rogerson. Andrew is a five-time business owner that loves helping entrepreneurs exit or enter business ownership. His services include business brokerage, helping owners sell and or buyers purchase a business. He also provides consulting on purchasing a franchise, certified machinery and equipment appraisals, and business valuations. Andrew currently holds the Certified Business Intermediary, which stands for CBI, designation from the International Business Brokers Association, the highest designation awarded by the IBBA. Andrew has also earned the Certified Business Broker, a designation from the California Association of Business Brokers. He holds a Certified Machinery and Equipment designation from the NEBB Institute and is a Certified Senior Business Analyst with the Society of Business Analysts. He also holds a broker's license with the California Department of Real Estate, is a member of the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce, and the chair of the Sacramento chapter of the California Association of Business Brokers. As the owner and managing director of a Sacramento office of Murphy Business and Financial, a franchise based in Clearwater, Florida, Andrew assists his clients with both selling and buying businesses, buying a franchise, as well as certified machinery and equipment valuations and business appraisals. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
So, Andrew, you had told me a story about a tea room business that you had worked with. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, interesting story. This presentation you're doing is about business plans, and I thought it was very appropriate because I talked to this young lady about a month ago, and she owns a business in the Northern California area, and she's been doing it for 6 years, and she decided to sell her business. And so she called me to get some information about the process. And during my discussions with her, I asked her how the business was performing and its profitability. Well, it turns out she's been running this business for 6 years, and she was yet to make a profit. So after 6 years of work, she was just burnt out, and decided the best thing to do was to sell the business. And it was an unfortunate story because after we talked things through, I realized that the business had little value, and so the only option she really had to her was to close down the business. So the reason I wanted to bring this into the discussion today is that having a plan really makes you think these things through. It forces you to look at chunks of time as critical components, and 12 months is the normal process that you look at in doing a business plan. So taking that step of working a business plan out for each 12-month period, it makes you focused and keeps you accountable. And I think that's an important thing to bring to people today.
So I've heard you say, Andrew, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, great. That's a quote that I'm sure everybody's heard. But one of the things that flows from that is a critical point. There's an organization called SCORE. I think most business people have heard about it. It's the Senior Corp of Retired Executives. It's a non-profit organization here in the States, and there's local chapters right across America. And SCORE helps would-be entrepreneurs, or actually people who are actually doing a business as well, helps entrepreneurs in business right now. It will sit down and consult with you, and one of their top things that they focus on is preparing a business plan. From the research they've done, it's their suggestion that one in three businesses fails because they don't have a business plan. So it's a critical thing that they encourage a business owner to do, invest in a business plan, and it'll bring results by doing that.
And is that a free resource, Andrew?
It is a free resource. That's the great thing about it. Their website, I'm doing this from memory, but it's www.score.org. It's a non-profit organization, so it's not a .com, it's a .org. And if you go onto their website, it's their national website, you can then drill down and find a local chapter in the area where you live.
Oh, great info. So, Andrew, where do you see a business plan, how does it fit as part of the overall strategy of a business?
Well, that's a good question. The topic today is about business plans, but something that I really like talking about is that I think a business plan is the number two thing you need to give focus to. But one of the most important things that a lot of business owners don't do, and I encourage every business owner that's planning on moving into business, one of the things I don't think they do properly is consider a life plan. If you become a small business owner, there's all sorts of pressures on running the business and taking care of the day-to-day responsibility of the business. But it's important to also recognize that you have a personal life, and if you're married with a family, or if you're single, you still have things outside your work. And so if you're thinking about business ownership and you haven't yet thought through a life plan, it's something I would encourage people to do, because it's part of the overall arc of going to business, being comfortable with who you are as a person, what's important to your life, and seeing that the business is part of your life, and planning accordingly.
So who would you discuss your life plan with?
Well, that's a very much a personal question, and I think that's it is a very individualistic thing. But obviously, if you're married, it's important to discuss it with your spouse. One of the things I do when I'm consulting with people looking at buying a business or buying a franchise, I always like to have the spouse come to the meetings, because it's important that the partner who's going to be running the business has the consent, the blessing, and the support of their spouse. And if there's children involved, there's a discussion about, you know, how the responsibilities will be shared. And it's just an important time to come together as a family, the husband and wife coming together or the partner coming together, and just talking those things through and being clear that the person who's run the business, they will need support, and likewise the person that's going to look after the children, if there are children, how those responsibilities are divided up.
So other than a life plan, are there any other types of plans that you would recommend?
Well, you had your life plan at the top, and then I would recommend you do the business plan. So those are the two important things to do. And then underneath the business plan, I would encourage a person to do a 1,000 marketing plan, and that would feed into the business plan. I also encourage people to do a financial plan. A lot of business plans require budgets and cash flow analysis and those sorts of things. But it's important to also do a family financial plan to make sure that if we're planning on going to business, have we got the resources to either buy the business or start the business? And what about paying for the mortgage? And what about paying for the food on the table and in cars and things, those things that you need to run the family, and obviously education costs, etc. So I would encourage a financial plan to be also considered in the mix. And then as you get into the business itself, there's two other plans that I encourage for the business. And those are, the first one is the communications plan, and the second one is the productivity plan. And the communication plan is an attempt to try and synchronize what people in the business are saying, so that when you communicate something to the community, it's the same message and it's a consistent message. And then the productivity plan is an attempt to break down the business plan, the sales and marketing plan, and the communication plan into small pieces, so that responsibilities are delegated and people are kept accountable with the responsibilities that they've been delegated.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of plans and a lot of work.
Well, I agree. It's a lot of work, but I think the important thing is that once you do that, it breaks things down and makes things so much simpler. And if you don't, the disadvantage you have is that when things go wrong or things haven't been thought through, a lot of time can be wasted. So I think it's important that these things are done, and they'll help the business be successful and the family be successful.
So,
and one of the things I really encourage too is that when you build these plans, do so on the basis that if there's a major change, you come back and you revisit what you've done.
So what would you consider a major change?
Well, a major change is any circumstance that's either in the people's lives, in their personal life, or in the business. For example, it could be that one of the owners of the business has a health issue. Now, that person may not be involved in the business, but if there's a health issue that requires paying attention to, or a career change, or a new child comes along, and there's major changes in our individual lives, and so it's important to recognize that these things are important, and therefore there's a need to go back to the life plan and the business plan and revisit things and talk things through and reach consensus on the new direction you may need to go.
So how long would you spend putting each of these plans together, just so we have some sort of an idea of what time commitment it would entail?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't see any of these plans requiring a lot of time. One of the beauties of the plans is that if you take one, just for example, the life plan, I think if you spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours thinking about different things that are important to you and then sharing them with your partner and then coming to an agreement, but no more than 2 or 3 hours on each of these plans, and I think that's more than enough time to get the strategies in place and be comfortable with the direction that people are going. It's important that, and then once you've done that, come back and do some tweaks and take a break so that you can go back and see what you've written down and make sure it all makes sense to everybody.
So do you recommend, like, just sitting down and doing all these plans at the same time?
No, to the contrary, I think it's important to take each one in its own right. For example, the life plan, let's just take that one, spend some time, work it through, and then once there's agreement, put it aside, and then move on to the business plan and map the direction of the business and important things. But again, each of these shouldn't be tried to do all at once. It just becomes overwhelming. So if you take the life plan, get agreement, put it aside, take on the business plan, work it through, jot things down, be clear about what you're doing, and then take a break from it, you may need to come back to these plans, but that's okay. The important thing is to try and commit things to paper so they're in writing, can be shared, and then you can tweak things as you work through them. And the ultimate goal is to make sure that they all complement each other so that they're all working in harmony, and it will help the business owner and the people around the business owner feel comfortable about the direction everyone's going and the role they play in these decisions and the day-to-day operation of things.
So anything else before we move into the nitty-gritty parts of the business plan?
No, thanks for allowing me to cover that piece, the life plan and some of the other plans there. They're not necessarily things that people talk about, but I think they're an important component. So let's move into the business plan.
So what is a business plan, Andrew?
Well, I really like this question. Is it can be anything you choose to make it. The main ingredient is that it's simply taking a set of ideas in somebody's head and converting them into writing. And it doesn't need to be any more complex than that.
Are you there, Andrew?
Yeah. So why do we need a business plan?
Yeah.
That's a good question, and I think there's three main reasons. I think the business plan to provide a roadmap of the business or the direction we want to go. I think it's important to map that out just at a strategic level. For example, business owners that love what they're doing, but they simply don't have a consecutive set of thoughts. And by putting things down in writing, it forces you to think logically and cover all the points and bring continuity to everything. Second, by putting a business plan in writing, it allows others to provide feedback or provide positive criticism. If you build a business plan and put it away in your top drawer, that's not going to be effective. The opportunity is there to share the plan with others, and by doing that, you'll get ideas you hadn't considered. And again, just getting back to the suggestion about contacting SCORE, that'd be a great resource where you can build your business plan and then share it with a member from SCORE, and they will give you some critique on it. As a business broker, it's also something I do. If I'm helping somebody move into business, I like to make them do a business plan, and I share that, and I have them share it with me, and I provide feedback and suggestions for you. And the third and final reason that I like having the business plan written down is that it holds you accountable. If you put something down in writing, it means that it's there and it's written down, and you can go back and check and make sure you're following the plan. And if you aren't, you can get refocused and move back into to being successful.
So say we're in business 5 years and things are going great. Do we still need a business plan, or is that something just people who are starting a business need?
Well, there's two types of business plans, and I'll offer this at the end of the presentation, but I actually have sample templates on my website. But there's two types of business plan, one for a business person starting out, but there's also a business plan for an existing business. And it's just as important to have a business plan for an existing business, because you have employees, you have customers, you have sales and marketing, you have a landlord, you have so many moving parts in the business, you have lenders. You've got to have all these things worked out, and so they require constant review, and the best time to do that is when you've just done your tax returns and you can see how the year went financially. And if you bring the financial performance of the business together with the business plan and then start looking ahead for the next 12 months, that's when things are really important, because you can bring things together in a real meaningful way, get refocused, and get everyone energized because they know where they need to be and start heading in the same direction.
So are there business plans, say, for a startup business and an existing business? Are they, differently?
Exactly, yes. For a startup business, you tend to not have any structure, so you have to build everything. So there's a real need for a person starting out in business to work out their responsibilities and where they see themselves in the business, and then build the business plan around their skill set and the service or the product they're taking to the market. So a business that's just starting out, much different process to an existing business. So you do need the two different types of business plans depending on what your business is. And if you're buying a business that's already existing, you would therefore use the business plan that talks about an existing business, because a lot of things are already in place and don't need to be reinvented. So that's why you need to know what your focus is right now. Are you starting out a brand new business from scratch, or are you buying an existing business, and therefore you have different business plans for those different business needs?
Hmm. So how do we create a business plan? Where do we start?
Well, there's a couple of answers to this question. You can actually buy software off the internet or from a software provider. They have some software that's plug and play. You simply install the software and you just go ahead and fill out the templates on the software. So if you're a computer person and feel comfortable with software and like that idea, the software is about $100. You can buy download some free business plans off the website. So if you go on to Google and do a search, you'll probably come up with different options. But there is a customized software program that's dedicated to doing business plans, and it maps out the whole project if that's what you'd like to do. So that's the opportunity there.
So how, as a general rule of thumb, how often would you go back to the business plan and update it? Say there was not any major change in your business or in your personal life, what would be a good rule of thumb to go back and revisit it?
Well, there's no hard and fast rule of thumb, but I think the important thing is to look at it at least every 6 months, even if it's just a matter of going back and refreshing yourself and saying, well, here's what I thought of doing 6 months ago. I wonder how we're going. I think that's important to do that. So even if you don't make any changes, just to go back at least every 6 months and make sure that that you're following the recipe you put together, I think that's a great thing. But if you choose to reinvent the business plan or to refresh the business plan, I would at least do it on a 12-month basis, because you take the opportunity to bring in thoughts from the employees, and if you have customer surveys, you'd be gathering those customer surveys, and you need to take the time out to bring all that information together and say, okay, here's what the employees are seeing in the business, here's what the customers are saying, get some feedback from your suppliers if you need to, they can give you feedback, and bring all this feedback together and say, okay, let's bring all this new knowledge together and let's work out a new direction for the business, or confirm the direction we're currently going is the best path for the business.
So we've talked about templates. Software could be between $100 and $200. There's free templates on the website, on the internet, correct?
Yes, yes.
And there's Microsoft also... Microsoft Word, does that have any templates?
Yeah, Microsoft Word has a couple of templates on business plans. So if you have a 2003 version or 2007 version of Office Word, there are some business templates in there. So won't cost you anything for those, and again, yes, as you said, you can go out to the internet and do a search and find some templates. And if people want to, on my website, I do have two sample templates that can be downloaded for free, so they're available, and I can give you the web address in a minute if that's what you'd like.
Okay. Well, yeah, why don't you give us that web address, and then I'm going to ask you to repeat it at the end so we just make sure everybody gets that.
Okay, well, my website address, it's my name, so it's www.andrew, Rogerson, rogerson.com. So www.andrew-rogerson.com. If you load the home page, and then you'll see a menu on the left-hand side. If you go to the choice on the left-hand side, it says sample documents. If you click on that link, it'll load up, and there's about 23-24 different sample documents, but the one you want is either option 7 or option 8, and you're welcome to take any other documents you choose, but option 7 or 8 covers the two business plan options.
And so what would you suggest, that somebody download those templates and begin their work and then contact SCORE, or would you suggest the opposite, or does it depend?
No, I think the best thing to do is to download the templates and try filling out as much information as you can, because you'll have the business concept in your mind. And the help you're looking from SCORE is just to give you some guidance and feedback about your ideas and how you put things together. So I'd encourage you to do 98% of the business plan, put into these documents, and then contact SCORE with the expectation that they'll review what you've done and coach you and give you some feedback on how to improve it if they think they can help by doing that.
That sounds great. Okay, is there anything else that you want to tell us about a business plan, Andrew?
Well, there's 10 tips I'd like to offer, which I think are helpful. They're only short points, but if you bring these 10 tips together, I think it will strengthen the business plan and make you more successful in. So let me quickly go through these things, and they're fairly short. So, number one is to complete all sections of the business plan. It's tempting to skip things because you don't have that skill or don't have that interest in the next session.
Andrew, you're breaking up a little bit. Is it something you can fix?
Yeah. So if you complete the 10th section, if you go ahead and complete the first section, complete all sections, that will enable you to be successful with the plan and work all those variables through. The next thing, number two, is to focus on cash flow. If the business plan is to support a loan application, you'll need to do a cash flow analysis. So that'll be a critical component if your business plan is being built to apply for a loan. Number three is to include a break-even analysis. If the business plan is for a loan application, you'll need to do a break-even analysis to show the bank that you've thought that part through, and that's important to do. When you prepare your financials, number four is to be realistic with any financials you prepare. it's critical that the numbers be realistic. Otherwise, the lender will dismiss the business plan, and it'll be a waste of time with what you've done. Number five is to tell a story that sells what you're looking for, but don't hype the story. When you're doing a business plan, you need to explain what your business is about, but keep it real. Don't try and sell too much. The business plan needs to stand in its own right, but don't overhype what you're doing and make false claims. That's not going to help sell the business plan. Number six is to write to the plan to the person who knows nothing about the business. So as you build your business plan, make the assumption that the audience that's reading this business plan knows virtually nothing about the business, and it's your job to educate them about what your business idea is and where you're planning on going. Number seven is to write in the third person and the present tense. Keep the document simple and write in the third person. Don't write about me or you. Write about them and keep it in the present tense. Number eight, keep the business plan businesslike and professional. It's not a place for humor or personality. Number nine, make sure the details are accurate. When you finish your business plan, go through and check and make sure everything's accurate. You don't want your business plan being inaccurate because it'll reflect badly on you. And number 10, be concise, clear, and simple. This business plan is concise, clear, and simple.
Great. So any last ideas that you want to add about the business plan, Andrew?
The last suggestion I'd make is that there is a part in the business plan, is the very first part called the executive summary. I would do the executive summary last. When you've gone through and built your business plan, you'll have all the information there, and then your executive summary will be very easy to complete because you've written the whole document. So leave the executive summary, which is the first part of the business plan, we'll leave that to complete last.
Great. Well, if anybody has any questions for Andrew, please go ahead and press star 6 to unmute yourself. And then when you're done with your question, you can go ahead and press star 6 to mute yourself again. And we'll go ahead and ask Andrew if you've got anything else, if you can repeat your website and the place where they can get the templates. And then if we have any questions, we'll answer them. Go ahead and star 6 to unmute yourselves. And if not, we'll go ahead and conclude the presentation. So, Andrew, can you repeat your website again and where they can get the templates, please?
Yep, my website is www.andrew-rogerson.com, andrew-rogerson, and you're welcome to help yourself to documents on that website.
Great. Thank you so much, Andrew, for sharing your expertise with us today. It doesn't sound like anybody's on the call to ask a question. So thank you to our listeners for being on the call. You will receive the recording of this class within a few days. And to remind you once again, our upcoming classes are Networking on July 8th and Branding Your Business on July 22nd. If you know anyone who may benefit from this class or our upcoming classes, please forward your information to them. Excuse me, please forward our information to them. So thank you for joining us, and for more details on our upcoming teleclasses, audio downloads, mastermind, and coaching groups, please visit us at educatingsmallbusiness.com, where your success is our business.